Now I see why your captors fought with such vigor. Had I known the beauty that awaited me, I'd have not tarried so long in the fight. If I held a prize as rare and as lovely as thee, I reckon that I too would fight to my last breath. Have they harmed thee at all? Oh, don't cry, my lady. Come here, allow me. Let me loosen these bindings, and we'll get you home to where you belong. The guards? Aye, the guards are dead, but their friends will be along to see about the clattering, so we must be swift. Can they walk? Yes? But our time and safety grow short. We must haste. Can they run? Ah, that alas. Stay close to me. Stay close to me, my lady. Hey boy, think you can help me get this beautiful lady home before nightfall? I'd say that's a yes. He likes you, you know. Yes, he does. Have you ever ridden a stallion before, my lady? I meant a horse, my lady. I assume the woman of your stature is far more used to carriages and footmen rather than commanding a steed of her own. Give me your hand. Tell them the love. You're even more lovely when your cheeks are flushed with modesty. 'Tis a shame the journey to keep your will not extend o'er night, or perhaps I'd find another way of keeping your blush. Oh, no, no, no. No, my lass. I'm not trying to provoke you, nor make light of your peril. I'm only seeking to lift your spirits. The trouble is past now. You're safe and I'll return you to your clan. Press tight against me, and we'll set this place to our memory and ne'er look back on it again. Here we are, lass. Arriving before nightfall, just as we thought. You there, lad. Fetch your master. Tell him my precious cargo to deliver. Aye, the lady of the house. His daughter has returned and I won't leave her side until she's safe where she belongs. Ah, my lord. I've returned to thee, your beautiful daughter, safely as I swore I would. I leave her in the safety of her clan and the guardianship of her father. It was a great pleasure to come to your rescue and to be in your company. I pray should our paths cross again, it will be for far more pleasant reasons. Goodbye, my lady. Oh, I would not want that, my lord. I would not want to impose on the house. All right, I'll stay. It is dark and who knows what beasts are lurking out there. I'll stay.
Aye.
Oh, m'lady. I'm sorry you're not more appropriately dressed. I'm usually not abed at this time, but your father, he knows no equal when it comes to feasting. And my belly will be full for a fortnight, for certain. Is everything well with you, lass? Oh, there's no need for that. There's no need to keep thanking me. It was my honour. I am now and always your servant, my lass. And besides, the fighting was better sport than I had in an age. I can hardly think of a more invigorating way to pass the time than snatching a beautiful woman from the clutches of a villain. Well, perhaps there are more pleasant ways to invigorate one's senses. But I would not assume to sample them with a fine woman such as you. Oh, I've been wanting to taste those lips ever since I laid eyes on thee. Your lips are so sweet. Come here. Come into my arms. You smell so good. Lay down for me. To see such a beautiful lass on my bed. I kiss your neck. It's soft. Beautiful skin. Open that. So soft and tender. And those nipples. Do you like how my tongue and my lips feel around them? Let me take this off. Your hands feel so good. Oh, there's nothing. It's just a little bruise from the fight. Nothing like your touch won't heal. Those thighs. My lips on your thighs. And spread those legs. It's so wet. Can you feel my tongue all over you? Tasting you. How much I've been waiting for this. Yes. Let me put it inside you. Oh, my lady. You make it so hard. Tighten your embrace around me. Yeah, lock your lips on mine. Feel me deep inside you. Yeah. Dig your nails in my back. I want to kiss your neck. Yes. Mm.